A bit of a musical interlude now from all this news. Let's turn to an unassuming warehouse in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. That's just north of Philly. It contains one of the world's largest collections of vintage electronic music gear. Amps, synthesizers, guitar pedals, mixing boards, all of it. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how one group, the Electronic Music Education and Preservation Project, is trying to tell some history of electric rock and roll.
The former wholesale food warehouse in Harleysville is crammed floor to ceiling with vintage gear, mostly from rock's classic era 1960s and 70s. Drew Raison is not exactly sure how much stuff is in here, but the executive director of the Electronic Music Education and Preservation Project, or EMEAP, estimates it has 2,000 or 3,000 pieces, and each one tells a story.
A nice piece over here, this is Christy McVie's Honer pianette from Fleetwood Mac. She would go through these things very quickly. This mixing board was an early 1970s Electrodyne that was built for Neil Young. We're inches away from confirming that this was used to record The Needle and the Damage Done. Rick Wakeman is the keyboard player from Yes, and we're standing in front of a display of his Hammond organ that he used to record the record Fragile, which included the big hit Roundabout. So when you hear the keyboard solo on the song Roundabout, that's the actual organ that he played on there.
The centerpiece of EMEAP is the Moog system that Keith Emerson used on stage while touring with Emerson, Lake & Palmer for 40 years. One of the staff members here, Vince Papillo Jr., demonstrates. EMEAP is a nonprofit created by Papillo's father, Vince Papillo Sr., to maintain the collection of electronic gear he has been amassing for 20 years. He says EMEAP has become known as a repository of vintage gear that will preserve and use it for educational purposes.
And that's what I committed to the Emerson family, that we wouldn't put it in a closet someplace and not let the world use it. You know, it was either we preserved it or it was going to wind up at, you know, an auction house someplace.
The collection spans from early analog synthesizers from the 1940s to the late 1980s. Papillo's collection is strictly analog, which is why Wally DeBacker is attracted to it. Known internationally by his stage name, Gautier, he sits on EMEAP's advisory board and says there's lots of potential for these obsolete machines.
I've felt over the years that instruments that are more untapped, that still have more of this dormant potential, I think have so much more possibility for adding to the richness and diversity of the culture.
You can hear that richness in Gautier's hit song, Somebody That I Used to Know, which gets its unique sound from a xylophone, a sample of a 1960s Latin jazz nylon string guitar, and an African drum.
On the one hand, there's been all these fantastic things that have come from the democratization and the miniaturization and economization of electronics. But perhaps sometimes over the years, that's made us blind to the fact that there's also this homogenizing pull.
EMEAP plans to make its vast collection available to musicians. Right now, it's completing the construction of a recording studio so visitors can experiment with the eccentric machines and maybe tease new sounds from this old gear. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.